Education for Your Child's Character by Jesus Speaking in Prophecy.
Qualities like patience, faithfulness, determination, endurance, perseverance, focus, good study habits, good recall, and the ability to apply oneself to work are all a part of the education of a child. When children are young, it's vital to help them form their character and to instill these qualities in them. It's a two-for-one deal. They receive an education via the information in their textbooks, but they also receive life education through learning and applying the disciplines it requires to get that education. Sadly, many people who don't learn self-discipline, motivation, and perseverance during their upbringing are often not as productive, well-adjusted, or happy as they otherwise could have been, and they often suffer hardship as a result. As a parent or teacher, you can provide your child with a good foundation in education that will also be part of the structure that he or she needs in order to learn these other life essentials: self-discipline, endurance, perseverance, focus. Indulging your child and never requiring him to persevere in his studies, to not exert effort and mental discipline, caving in every time he doesn't want to apply himself, and letting him skimp by doing the minimum because it's too hard, is a disservice to your child. You're making life harder for him, not easier. You're decreasing his chances for happiness and success in life. Because you value your child and his future, it is important that you help him recognize and learn the lessons of self-discipline and perseverance through studying and investing effort in his education. Even if the specifics that your children have to study don't always seem relevant to everyday life, or they wonder when they'll ever use some of the knowledge they're acquiring, it's important to remember that gaining knowledge is only part of why they're studying. The other very important part is learning how to study, learning how to persevere, learning how to do good work and thorough research, how to think through problems, how to complete a task. They're not just receiving an education. They're learning lessons that will benefit them in the future and be an ever-present springboard to success in their adult lives. It can be difficult for children to see how applying themselves today is going to help them to be self-disciplined tomorrow. In many cases, even if you explain this to them and tell them about it often, they still won't understand it or grasp it. Most children just don't have the same ability that adults have of looking ahead, planning ahead, keeping a long-term vision, and making decisions today based on outcomes that they hope to see in the future. That's why it's important that you, as parents, help your children to prepare for the future by instilling self-discipline and good study habits today. It starts by being personally convinced of the benefits of study and of receiving a good education, so that you can impart this gift of learning to your children, being convinced in your heart that those hours of study are going to pay off one day. Those years spent learning and applying themselves to important subjects and following through on their homework are for their good and will benefit them in the future. As they apply themselves to their schooling day after day, as they face challenging subjects and have to learn to figure out the answers for themselves, as they learn to retain information and draw on that information during scholastic tests, they are gaining important qualities of fortitude, stick-to-itiveness, determination, problem-solving, recall, and focus. These are things that are gained and learned through experience. Studying and learning strengthens positive qualities within children, qualities that they will need and will draw on in future vocations and callings. Pray for these results in the lives of your children, so that you can impart this understanding to them, how important these days of training are to their future. You can be instrumental in imparting this positive perspective to your children. Character is built by life experience. It does not come only from book knowledge or theory, but also from practice, from hands-on experience in the school of life. A strong character is built through overcoming obstacles and difficulties in one's life. Building your child's character may seem vague or nebulous, but the principle is simple. You can use life as the blackboard for learning. Each day is filled with teachable moments. When your vehicle needs repairs, and you are all set to take the kids on an excursion, that's a teachable moment in the art of patience and maintaining your cool. When a low grade is received in a scholastic subject, that's a teachable moment in learning to rebound from failure and to try harder next time. One of your roles as a parent, in addition to being a comforter, caregiver, forgiver, and protector, is the role of setting an example. Your life is an example to your children. You are meant to be a reflection to them of the example you wish to see in them, an example of such qualities as respect, humility, love, faith in others, forgiveness, integrity, honesty, openness, happiness, and faith in God. You build character in your children by reflecting the character you wish to see in them. And some of the greatest character strengtheners are problems, obstacles, and difficulties. You can teach your children to face problems pragmatically and to search for ways to overcome the difficulties. Instead of having an initial reaction of fear, disdain, and disappointment, you can strive to react with praise, hope, and cheer. Let's see how we can fix this. Or, what can we do to work around this? Or, wow, that was unexpected. Let's see how to refigure our plans. Teach your children to face challenges bravely and with a sense of adventure. This looks like a very difficult situation. Let's pray so Jesus can work this one out. Or, boy, this should be an exciting adventure. Just imagine, one day we'll talk and laugh about this very moment. Let's take a picture for memory's sake. Teach your children to face difficulties with resolve and determination. To not back down when a task is hard. One of the primary ways to do this is by facing your own difficulties positively and resolutely. If your children see you trying again when faced with something difficult, they will be more inclined to follow your example when faced with their own difficulties. Show faith in your children's ability to overcome the problems they face, and especially show faith in me. These are some of the most important ways that you can build your child's character, through demonstrating the qualities you wish to see in them, and using life's teachable moments, problems, difficulties, and obstacles, as the lesson sheet for learning. Let the role and responsibility of parenting inspire you to be all that you can be. As you look at your children and hope that they will be men and women of godly character, look at the example you're setting. Look at your values, your moral standing, your character, and determine whether you would be happy if your children adopted the same. Often, this kind of self-examination will show you areas that could use improvement. And that's good. Part of being a good parent is being willing to change so that you are setting a good example for your children to follow.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.